Your weekly sports and fitness coach is back. Welcome to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio.
Hello, sports fans. It is Wednesday, April 29th, and surprise, you get one more episode of Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. So this now is officially my last episode of Competitive Edge, and today I have a new sports update and a health and fitness trend for you. But first, let's check in on quarantining and shelter in place and everything that's going on during this time. So six Bay Area counties have agreed to ease some restrictions on the ongoing shelter in place orders. And then some other counties such as Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, San Francisco, San Mateo, and Santa Clara on Monday, April 27th, extended the stay-at-home orders through May 31st. And then Bay Area public health officials in this area said all construction activities, certain businesses that operate primarily outdoors, and some outdoor activities will be allowed to resume with specific conditions, even though the shelter in place has been extended. And then outdoor businesses that are allowed to resume include retail nurseries, landscapers, gardeners, because they're at lower risk. However, restaurants and cafes with outdoor seating are not included in that, so going out to eat is still not an option. Another good news for all those parents out there or those who are just watching their siblings, some child care facilities, recreational facilities, and summer camps will also be allowed to reopen as long as they're limited to small groups of 12 children. However, California state guidelines limit child care only to the children of essential worker, and those stricter state guidelines take precedent over the argumented local restrictions. So your kids may not get their summer camps, but if you're an essential worker, good news for you and your kids, they get to be watched this summer. Bay Area public health officials also announced the criteria they'll be watching to make decisions on further lifting or limiting the shelter-in-place restrictions. So some of these criteria are whether the number of COVID-19 cases is flattening or decreasing, whether the number of hospitalizations is flattening or decreasing, whether all healthcare workers have access to adequate protective gear, if there's adequate testing, and whether there is the ability to investigate known cases and contact tracing isolate people who have been exposed. So the shelter-in-place regulations kind of rely on the results that they're seeing and if they have enough masks and gear to take care of everyone and so on. So hopefully it'll be done before we know it. But right now, there's not really a known end date just because they don't want it to come back stronger. But hopefully, we'll get some good news by the end of this week. And then diving a little bit more into our sports update, but I have another main topic for us that we're going to discuss after. I just want to talk about the sports calendar and some leagues or events that have been canceled, postponed, suspended, unchanged. So the women's NBA draft happened on April 17th. It remained unchanged. Once again, NCAA has canceled all of their events for college sports. Major League Baseball has suspended and postponed their dates. Major League Soccer has now suspended and postponed their dates, which was supposed to start on August 18th. Hopefully that'll get changed, but you never know. The National Hockey League suspended and postponed their dates. They even suspended and postponed it for their draft. Wimbledon was canceled this year. The PGA Tour has been suspended. Masters suspended. U.S. Open suspended and postponed. And so their new dates. So for the PGA Tour, the new date is June 11th, 2020. The Masters, November 12th, 2020. The PGA Championship, August 6th, 2020. And the U.S. Open, September 14th, 2020. And then the Summer Olympics have been postponed to July 23rd, 2021, and the Paralympics to August 24th, 2021. So those will happen next year. But what I want to talk about, the NFL has an unchanged date, so they're staying the same for the start of their season as of now, but their draft went unchanged, and that is our sports update for today. We're going to talk about the NFL draft because I mentioned it briefly in last week's episode, but they were able to go through with it. It was all virtual, all online. It wasn't like the usual drafts that you see, but it gives us something to talk about and a good sports update to hit on. So let's not waste another minute and get started on the NFL draft. So a lot of general managers were upset about the draft being virtual because they didn't get to do all their usual background checks and doctor's appointments and all that, but it really shows who has a good eye for picking talent, and it'll be an interesting way to see who's actually good at drafting and to figure that out when they start playing in the fall. But right now, so I'll start with one of our local teams, the San Francisco 49ers. Overall, they had a pretty good draft review. They made 5 picks. So their first pick was defensive tackle Javon Kinlaw from South Carolina, and they ended up trading down. So they were supposed to have the 13th overall pick, but they traded their 13th overall pick to the Tampa Buccaneers and received their 14th overall pick. And then Tampa got their 7th rounder, so 245 pick. And then 49ers received their 117th pick, and then they chose Kinlaw with that 14th pick. Their next, so their round 2 pick, so he was pick 25, is wide receiver Brandon Ayuk from Arizona State. Fun fact, he is from Rockland, California originally, so he's kind of near the Bay, so kind of going home, but there you go, fun fact for the day. Their round 5 pick, number 153, was offensive line Colton McKivitz from West Virginia. And then round 6 was tight end Charlie Werner from Georgia. And round 7 was wide receiver Juan Jennings from Tennessee. So those are their draft picks for 2020. And they had pretty good reviews. They're saying that their best selection was probably their last pick, Juan Jennings from Tennessee, and he may not be like the most athletic or anything, but he always gets the job done, and that can get him a successful career in the NFL. So let's see how that goes in the fall. Hopefully he gets to play in the fall with Corona and everything happening. But that's your little update on your hometown 49er team. Another interesting decision that happened was the Green Bay Packers. For their first pick, they selected a quarterback from Utah State, Jordan Love, and currently they have the beloved Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback right now, so it's kind of controversial, but they're saying that Aaron Rodgers was picked 15 years ago in 2005 when they still had their previous quarterback, so maybe they're trying to get Jordan Love ready to take over in a few years. But he had a pretty good season at Utah. He chose to enter the draft early, but he had another year of eligibility, and he was their starting quarterback in 2017. He started 6 games there, and then he had a dynamite season in 2018 for the Aggies. He threw 32 touchdowns and only 6 interceptions with a 64% completion rate, and then this past season, his numbers dipped a bit. So he had a 62% completion rate, which isn't that big of a difference between 64, but still, and 20 touchdowns and 17 interceptions. So that went up a lot, but the glaring number increase in interceptions is where the Utah State team struggled, and he was an honorable mention all-conference player. So it'll be interesting to see how that relationship between him and Aaron Rodgers goes, and if they're getting him ready to take over, or what happens in the fall. And then my favorite collegiate football player who's drafted is Michael Pittman Jr. He was a wide receiver for USC, and he is from Woodland Hills, California. He was the 2nd round pick for the Indianapolis Colts, and now he will be playing for them. So I'm excited to see what he does in season and if he plays and what goes on. But he's a very dynamic player, and he gets the job done, and so it'll be interesting to see what his career is like in the NFL. And then on a more funnier, lighter note, I want to talk about some of the things that general managers said they learned from an online draft. So a funny story was Zach Taylor was really nervous leading up to the draft, but it's not for the reason that you would think. He had ordered a dark chocolate, ridgely shaped U-shaped desk for his home, but it said it wasn't going to come until a week after the draft. So he was really nervous how his setup would look, and in front of, he had a bare wall, and he just wasn't happy with how it would look. And he said, I was going to have this beautiful setup and the whole world wouldn't be able to see it. And then now he's like, you have to be able to laugh at yourself and shake things off. But that was a home decor malfunction, but the NFL draft still went on. But overall, there's a lot of good reviews from the general managers. Thomas Dimitroff from the Atlanta Falcons said it was a fantastic situation. And Tennessee Titans general manager John Robinson said it was outstanding. All 255 picks and 29 trades were submitted without an issue. The NFL placed cameras in the homes of 64 NFL luminaries and 58 draft picks. And then all of them showed their homes with minimal glitching. And also the NFL did a benefit and they raised more than $100 million for COVID-19 relief. So they kind of were trying to help the cause as well as keep their season going as well as in it. And so this just kind of shows how advanced technology is in our society today and how beneficial it can be when used in the right way, because they were still able to continue on with their scheduled draft and they just had to get creative and do it in a different way, but everyone was still connected and available and it went through. There were glitches, but overall it was a pretty beneficial event as well. Some other funny stories is general managers were worried about the dress code because they weren't actually at the event. It was all online from their homes and they were texting each other trying to figure out what to wear. And a lot of them went like the casual, business casual, or even like a t-shirt and jeans look. But then Roseman, who is the Eagles general manager, wore a suit coat, and the Titans manager Robinson texted him saying, you're making us look bad. And so those are just some funny snafus that happened during this time, but they were able to laugh about it and see the good in this situation. So that is your sports update for this week. We're going to take a quick time out, but don't break a sweat because I'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach. You are listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. So it is time for your final, I promise it is your final one this time, health and fitness trend. And I wanted to take a new turn because I've talked a lot about health and fitness and what to do during quarantine, and I'm sure you're tired of hearing about it. So we're going to talk about wearable technology and if it's beneficial, the pros, the cons. I'll give you my personal experience about it, and we're just going to cover that. We'll have a guest on later to talk to them about what they've realized from it and just see what people think about it and how it's beneficial. So some forms of wearable technology are Fitbits. It's like a smartwatch, but it's basically just for exercise. They're getting more advanced now, so it looks exactly like an Apple Watch or a smartwatch, but they track your calories, your steps, all of that to make sure you're staying healthy, safe, getting whatever you want to get done. Fitness trackers, once again, like a smartwatch. So there's smartwatches like an Apple Watch and so on. And then there's also like GPS trackers. There's also the new sports bras with the GPS trackers in it that I know the men's soccer team at Dominican uses to track their cardio levels, their fitness levels, the calories that they're burning, and so on. So there's a lot of different types of technology out there, and it shows like how far our society has come in advanced technology and the benefits of them and if it really truly is helpful. So I'll talk to you about my personal experience with wearable technology, and I have noticed a lot of benefits from it. As a collegiate athlete, it's important for me to know how many calories I'm burning and how many extra calories I need to eat to put in my system. I've struggled with my weight my whole life, and so I need to know the specific amount that I'm eating, and I need to eat to make sure I'm building the proper muscle I need and I'm not overeating or undereating. And that's beneficial for me as well. So I got a smartwatch my senior year in high school. My parents gave it to me as a gift for my birthday, and at first I was like, I'm not gonna use it, I feel bad, like, let's return it, I don't want you to waste your money on it, it just, I don't know if it'll be beneficial for me. And then I realized all the things I could do with it and how helpful it can be, and I absolutely love it. I wear it all the time, I use it for my workouts and so on. So the one bummer thing for me is high school and college soccer, I'm not allowed to wear my watch. So I don't know specifically how many calories I'm burning, but I have snuck it under a long sleeve shirt one time because I'm curious to see how many calories I'm burning at a soccer practice. And it is very helpful to know. I know the summer going into my first semester of college and playing collegiate soccer and getting ready for season, I was doing 2 to 3 workouts consistently, 5 to 6 days a week, and I was burning a lot of calories. And I needed to make sure I was eating enough proper nutrients to get that back, but with my smartwatch, it would tell me how many miles I had walked or ran that day, the amount of active calories I've burned, the total calories I've burned, and my heart rate, so I could make sure I'm staying at a healthy level as well. And in the summer, I would go from a soccer practice to a sprint workout to weight training and then to like another soccer practice. So I was just working out all the time. And having my watch was very beneficial because I would know, okay, I ran 10 miles today. I need to make sure I'm getting electrolytes back in my system. I'm eating the proper nutrients and protein to build up the muscle that I'm lost because my muscles are worn down and run down because I've been working out for like 4 hours today. And I'm making sure I'm eating the proper calories so I can gain the muscle I need to play collegiate soccer and make sure I'm not underweight for a sport to compete at the highest level. And there's not just that, but you can also track, like, my family goes hiking all the time, and I can track how many calories I've burned, how far we've gone on our hikes. It's different for everyone because you have to make sure you're moving your arm. I always forget to move my arm. So if you have wearable technology and you want to track something and you want a very accurate response, move your arm that has your watch on it. Because if you don't, it's not going to be that accurate. My dad, brother, mom, and I all get different distances traveled when we hike together. But it's super helpful to know, especially as a high-level athlete or just anyone who's athletic or just wants to make sure they're focusing in on their health and fitness as well. Your watch will track your calories burned, your heart rate. It'll make sure you're staying active and fit. It'll tell you you need to get up and work out. You need to stand. It'll work on your breathing. And it has helped me with my health overall because I wasn't aware of that stuff. Without it, I wouldn't know how many calories I was burning out of soccer practice or that I was not eating enough to make sure I was rebuilding the muscles that I was losing while working out. And since I've started wearing this wearable technology, it's been very beneficial and helpful. I know for the men's soccer team, they wear their fitness trackers. It's like a sports bra, and they tracks their cardio levels and their heart rate and everything. And so their coach is able to see who's working hard, when you're slacking, how far you're running in a practice or a game, the calories that you're burning, and he uses that to help pick who's playing, who's traveling, who's starting, and like to tell them what they need to work on. And so that's super beneficial as a college athlete because you know how far you're running in your practice and your game. If you feel like you're running a lot and you want to make sure you're running a lot, it can tell you. Or it'll help you focus in like, okay, I'm not working my hardest at this time and I know I can give more and work harder. So it's just beneficial in that way as well. But now I want to hit on some of the benefits of having a smartwatch. So when you have a smartwatch, and I'm not telling you to go out and buy a smartwatch, this is just a section to talk to you about a different way or activity. Okay, so smartwatches, people just think they tell time. There's so much more to them. Watches are becoming less and less popular due to the smartphone, but now with a smartwatch, they offer a little different. It's basically a phone on your wrist. You can call, you can text, you get the apps that you have on your phone, and it helps you stay connected, but it also tracks your fitness levels and everything. It is a travel buddy on your wrist. Once again, you can get your calls, your text messages, and you know what's happening up to date without having your phone by you. They work as a good fitness tracker as well. So many smartwatches have a fitness tracking as a core feature. It can help you keep up with your fitness goals. I forgot to touch on this, but if you have a smartwatch, you can set different fitness goals, like how many calories you want to burn, active calories, total calories you want to burn in a day, how many minutes you want to exercise in a day, and so on. And it'll make sure you're staying up with that, and you'll get different awards and achievements. So for me personally, because I can't wear my watch to my soccer practices, and that's a main level of activity for me, my calories and fitness trackers are set lower because I am working out there, but it's not counting it. But I know, like, in my family, my mom uses it to make sure she's getting her workouts in daily. She's burning the calories she wants to burn, and she's being active and moving and staying up to date with that. So if you're ever thinking of taking a fitness tracker or a pedometer, replace it with a good smartwatch. It'll be your fitness tracker, but it's also like a phone and a way to connect with others. So what exactly can a smartwatch do? It can count steps, distance, calories, heart rate, pulse rate, and sleep, and some even go beyond this to calculate other important metrics you might need. And Garmin watches are especially good fitness-based devices because they offer the most fitness tracking features these days in technology, and it's much cheaper to manufacture now than it once was. There are even models that are completely waterproof, so if you're a swimmer, you can go swimming with your watch, and there's swim workouts that it can track and tell you how much you're burning and so on. So they've come a really far, far way. You're even connected while you're doing these activities. So when you're running, cycling, swimming, or any other form of exercise, you might want to look at your messages, calls, or notifications. You can do that with your smartwatch. And like, especially for me, when I'm running and I don't have my phone, I have my watch to make sure my parents know I'm okay, or to stay in contact with them, or if something happens, I can still connect with others to make sure everything's safe. And If you're underwater, like Apple Watches have a waterproof rating of 50 meters underwater. You can look at your phone, but the messages on your phone, on your watch while underwater, and so on. So there's a lot of added benefits to a smartwatch besides just exercise and fitness as well. But smartwatches can improve your health overall. So I'm going to dive in deeper into all of the different functions on a smartwatch or wearable technology that you can use and how they're beneficial. So a step tracker, it's one of the easiest ways to improve your health and boost your activity level. So you can set your goal to say 10,000 steps a day and try and meet that every day, and it'll make sure it's adding up. So smartwatches have built-in pedometers to make it easy to see the number of steps taken. While the degree of accuracy is questionable, the fact that you're moving to meet your steps is the most important thing. So as there is the problem of not moving your arm or it not being 100% accurate, but you're still out and moving, and that's the best part of it. There's also sleep monitoring, and so the CDC reports, Center for Disease Control reports, that more than a third of adults in the United States get fewer than 7 hours of sleep a night, and then lack of sleep can have long-term negative consequences for the body. And smartwatches, when worn at night, can track sleep patterns. They can let you know how many hours of sleep you're getting, how many uninterrupted hours. And while it's not a substitute for a professional sleep study, these sleep statistics can help you identify patterns and set goals to improve the quality and quantity of sleep. So that's another super helpful aspect. There's goal setting. So many smartwatches have that built-in ability to set, like, how many calories you want to burn, how many steps you want to meet, how many active fitness minutes or hours you want to accomplish during the day. And your watch will let you know how you're doing on your goal today and over time. And then it provides an incentive and reward for meeting your health goal. There's different little, like, trophies they'll give, and there'll be, like, celebrations when you meet it, which is kind of fun. There's workout reminders. So for me personally, one of the hardest part of working out during quarantine is making sure I work out, because I don't have a scheduled practice that I have to be at. And so the advantage of having a smartwatch is you can set a workout reminder, and it's a great way to turn a goal into a habit. And so the advantage to a reminder on a smartwatch is it's harder to dismiss. So it's easier to miss a reminder on your phone, because you can be on your phone and it can pop up. But your smartwatch, it'll pop up and vibrate, and you have to look at it, and it'll tell you, go work out, and then you get to go work out. There's timers and stopwatches. A lot of my workouts have been interval workouts where I've needed to time something, and on my watch, it's super easy and simple to just put a timer on for 1 minute and do a plank, and that way you're not distracted on your phone. You're actually focusing and working on it. It can also help with fitness. Over the summer, when I did my sprint interval workouts, my watch was timing me because I wasn't running with my phone. It's just an easy way to make sure you're doing the workout that you want and at the times that you want. There's also fitness apps on your watches. They have limited features, but you can also connect it to your phone, and so that's beneficial as well. You can use wireless earbuds and plug them into your watch and listen to music while you run with just your AirPods or earbuds or whatever Bluetooth technology while you're running. And so those are some of the many benefits of wearable technology. It may not be for everyone. If you have wearable technology at home or a smartwatch, Fitbit, anything, I recommend using it. And it's definitely an added factor to working out, and it'll increase your health and fitness as well, because there's so many different benefits on a watch. But we're going to take a quick time out, and when we come back, I have a special guest for you. They will be talking about their experience with wearable technology and how it has helped their health and fitness overall. But don't break a sweat. I'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. Ooga, chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
chaka, uka, 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 chaka, uka, 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 chaka, uka, uka, uka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
Welcome back to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. So before the break, we talked about some benefits of smartwatches and my personal experience with it, but now we have a special guest, Miss Kate Gould, here with us today. Hi, Kate. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, DJ Coach. I appreciate it.
And so do you want to give us some insight on your athletic background?
Sure. I grew up with two very athletic brothers and could not keep up with them. One was a college basketball player. One was a college golfer. So I decided to pave my own path at the age of about 10 and started ice skating. And little did I know, I would be doing that for 8 years. And I skated I trained 8 hours a day, 6 days a week, and became nationally ranked by the time I was 16. I was busy, but I enjoyed it.
Okay, so you don't run across many ice skaters every day. Do you want to give us some insight of your favorite stories as an ice skater growing up?
Gosh, favorite stories. Well, I trained with gold medal Olympian Chris Yamaguchi. We had the same coach. My parents would drive me before I had my driver's license, 45 minutes one way to practice at the morning. In the morning, we'd leave at about 4 o'clock in the morning to get there so I could be on the ice by 5. And probably one of my favorite stories would be my first year at Nationals. It was in New York, and my mom was a school teacher and had already taken all of her release days that she could to take me to travel for competition. So my dad took me, and the competitors had to get on a bus to go to their practice sessions. And we were at the hotel, just my dad and I, and he wanted to see the ending episode of Jeopardy, or the ending answer of Jeopardy. And so we were late making the competitor's bus. So we had to grab a taxi to make it on time to practice before the competition started. And he told the cab driver there was an extra $20 in it for him if he could get us there on time. So it was the scariest ride of my life, but the most memorable ride of my life, getting to the practice event training in front of the judges, because they come watch you beforehand to kind of get some preconceived ideas of how people are going to be ranked when they skate.
Well, that's a funny story right there. So as such a high-level athlete growing up, have you kept up your fitness and athletic levels, and how so since then?
Yes, I have, because I notice when I don't exercise, my personality changes, my mood changes, my body changes. So it's important to me to keep exercising at least 5 days a week. So once I stopped ice skating, I am a competitive person. I come from a competitive family, and I find it healthy for me to always be doing something. So I'll vary my exercise. I'll do some HIIT cardio sessions. I'll do some weight. I'll do some yoga. I'll do some stretching. I'll play competitive sports games with my family. I love to hike and kayak, so anything outdoors, but I aim to be actively moving at least 30 minutes a day for 5 days a week.
And then our topic today was wearable technology and smartwatches. Do you personally have a smartwatch, and how long have you had it?
I do have a smartwatch, and I've had it for probably about 3 years.
And have you noticed that it's been beneficial towards you, and how so, if yes?
Yes, I would say so. I'm an elementary school teacher, and often I can be sitting on the carpet with kids for a lengthy period of time, or we're up moving a lot, and the watch helps me at the end of the day kind of know if I had more of a sluggish sitting down day or an active moving day. And I try and aim to make sure I am moving every hour and I'm not sitting down. So it does help kind of keep me focused and on track.
And how do you use the benefits on a smartwatch, like the fitness goals and your step tracker, to help you with your health and fitness levels overall?
Well, like I said, I'm a little bit competitive. So I don't know if the watch is a good thing or a bad thing for me, because when it pops up and says you need to stand up and move, or you aren't meeting your goals like you did yesterday, then I bring it on and I start doing whatever I need to beat the steps I had yesterday or the standing hours that I had yesterday. So it brings back my competitive edge, but it keeps me in check and focused.
I liked your use of competitive edge in that sentence. Don't know if that was an necessary thing, but I liked it. So is the smartwatch easy for you to use and to focus on your health and fitness?
Yes, it's easy to use, quick to start up and monitor what I'm doing. I'm sure there's many more things on it that I'm not aware of, because I'm older and usually people like me don't know everything, but there are young people out there who can help me if there's something I don't know how to use.
And then a fun question, what's your favorite like app or thing on your smartwatch that you have?
Oh, my favorite app or thing on my smartwatch that I have. I think I like the exercise part of it, when you set it when you're about to train, because at the end you can look at your heart rate average and how low and how high it got during your exercise. Because I like to kind of see how I'm doing with that.
Perfect. And would you recommend a smartwatch or wearable technology for those who want to focus on their health and fitness? Do you think it's beneficial overall?
I think it's beneficial. They're pricey. They're expensive. So it's not necessary. But if you have the money, yeah, I think it's a great accessory to your training and fitness.
Well, thank you for being here with us today. I've enjoyed talking with you. Is there anything else you want to add to your listeners today?
I just want to thank you. You've got a great show. I've been listening to them all. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for coming. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we're going to take a quick time out, but don't break a sweat. I'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu.
Get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late. There was a time when we could dance until a quarter to ten. We never thought it would end then. We never thought it would end. We used to carry on and drink and do the rock and roll. We never thought we'd get older. We never thought we'd grow cold. But now, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Set across the bubbling waves, and those were happier days. But now, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay.
Welcome back to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. Okay, so I know last week I said it was our final one, but now this week I can actually say it's our final episode together. I love talking to you guys every Wednesday about health and fitness. I'm super passionate about it. I come from a competitive and active family who has a long history in sports, and it's always been instilled in me growing up. And so I've just become very passionate, and I love to learn about health and fitness, and I'm loved sharing with you all of my tips and tricks and benefits that I've learned. I hope some of you guys have tried them out. If you haven't, you have plenty of time right now. Go try them, please. And I hope you see benefits and results, and they help you and they make you a happier and healthier and better person overall, because I know exercising does that for me. I know it's especially hard right now when you're locked inside and you just want to go out and be with your daily routine, but do some meditation, do some yoga, exercise. I know personally for me, it changes my outlook on everything. I'm a happier person when I exercise. My mental health's better when I exercise. I have better focus for schoolwork, for conversations when I exercise. And meditation and yoga also help calm me down, relieve my stress, and have been very beneficial to me in this time. So I recommend trying it. If you don't want to do that, go outside and do one of the sprint workouts that I talked about in a previous episode, or go hiking that I talked about. Maybe you can try out some of the other things that you haven't tried before. But I've really, really enjoyed being your health and fitness coach for these past 10 weeks. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, and I want to thank you all for listening and paying attention to my show. Hopefully it's given you that competitive edge in sports like it does to me. But this is my final time saying it. I've enjoyed being your DJ and your host, and break a sweat because I won't be back next week, but have a sports-tastic week. Stay healthy, stay happy, stay safe. You're listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio.